Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Yerushalmi daf Chav Ches, and we are in Parakat Truma, and we are on Chav Zayin Amid Beis towards the bottom. So we're quoting statements from Reb Chizki in the name of Reb Yehuda Grogoros, according to our Girsa, according to the Mara Folda's Girsa, Gadgados. Either way, we're talking about different issues relating to Kachim. So the statement that we're up to, Reb Chizki Atana Reb Yehuda Grogoros, Hashulchan v'haminorah v'hamizbechos. The Shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeachs, right? We know there are two mizbeachs, the inner and the outer mizbeach. Each of them had three names, right? The inner mizbeach was called the mizbeach hapnimi, mizbeach hazahav, mizbeach haktoras. All of those are correct. And the outer mizbeach is called mizbeach achiso, mizbeach haola, and one other name. Shulchan v'menorah mizbechos v'paroches ma'akben es ha'karban. Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says that all of these kalim are ma'akev the karban. What does that mean? Without them, the karban is not kosher. So what does that mean, without them? So karban eidah here has two deyas. If they're not all in their proper place, all of them, right? The shulchan, that the avodah is not going to be kosher on the mizbeach ha'choshes. That's the other one. The other name. If the shulchan is not there, if the menorah is not there, if everything's not in its place, then nothing is kosher. That's one opinion. Or it doesn't mean all of them. It just means for each of the avodos that are related to that kli, it's ma'akev. V'yosir nira, says the karban ha'eda. V'yosir nira she'osir lahakriv aleim karban kigon lechem apanim al hashulchan v'neros b'menorah. The karbanos ala mizbechos, v'zrikas dam ala paroches, v'rikas yadam raglan bekiyar. Meaning each kli is ma'akev, the avoda of that specific kli. So two days in the Gemara, in the Karban Aida, what exactly Reb Meir is referring to. But Reb Meir is telling us that, these are all considered machshire karban. And therefore they are all ma'akev, the karban. The shulchan, the menorah, you know, the mizbeachs, they're all ma'akev, the karban. They're ma'akvin zeh. You might say to use that lashon. The Ras Sirlio has that comparison. He says, "Im akram goyim o shibrum ke'inyan maisa yevanim." If the goyim took it out or broke them, we know the Gemara tells us the yevanim, the Greeks, broke it. For kol shekinim nitol ki yaro nishbar demakev a karban. Dein lecha shum avoda below kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So they're all ma'akev. The kasava Rabbi Meir. The kulhu machshire karban inu vidamu l'dalin minim shebalulav de ma'akvin zeh. It's similar, says the Ras Sirlio, to the dalin minim shebalulav. Esrog hadas, arava, and lulav. So those are ma'akiv. If I only have a lulav and an esrog, I don't have the other minim. There's no mitzvah. It's not chatzi shir, right? It's not like half a kazayis a matzah. There's something to talk about, maybe, the some achronim say. But here, in terms of the dalin minim, two minim are not enough. Dalmir ma'akvin zedzeh. So the Rasilio says that's Rabbi Meir, that all the clay hamikdash are ma'akvin zedzeh. It's all one big mitzvah. The shulchan, the menorah, the mizbeach, and the paroches. Interesting, what's not on the list? The aron. The aron's not there because the aron is not ma'akev. The second base hamikdash, the aron wasn't there. Okay, at most it was in the basement. As we spoke about in the past, Machlokas Tanoim, and the Rambam thinks that it's got to be there in order to have the source of the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was not in the Kodesh Kadashim, in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Kodesh Kadashim was empty during the second Beis HaMikdash. So the Aron is not there, but at least all the other ones are Ma'akev. Right? Why would the Aron be different? The Aron, you would think, is the super one that it has to be there. Right? So it could be because, as we have noted, based on a Ramban, the Aron has no avoda. You don't do any avoda with the Aron. Okay, you sprinkle the blood towards the smoke is in front of the Aron on Yom Kippur, but you don't really use the Aron for any avoda. The menorah, you light the candles on the menorah. You put the bread on the shulchan. Every other kli in the Beis HaMikdash was used for some avoda. So maybe there, that could be ma'akiv zeh. Ma'akiv the avoda. The Aron was symbolic. The Aron was maybe the source of all the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, but it wasn't used for, in the Avoda. That's why, if you remember, the Ramban says that all the kelim, the building and making the kelim, are all included in the mitzvah of asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'socham. That mitzvah, what is that mitzvah? Chaf in the Rambam. They're all included in that except the Aaron. Except the Aaron. The Aaron is included in his own mitzvah of asiyas ha'aron. Asiyas ha'aron. Asishitim. Right? But all the others are included because the Aaron is not based on avoda. If the base of mikdash is a makam shel avoda, so all the other kelim could be included in that. But the Aaron is different. So again, it's intense and it's the source of everything, but that itself might make it different, and therefore it wouldn't be ma'akiv being in the spot, even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds ma'akvin zeh ezeh. That's the Rabbi Meir Shita. The Rambam talks about this idea of ma'akvin in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he discusses tzitzes and tefillin. Tzitzes and tefillin. Well, he notes that we know that tzitzes is counted as one mitzvah. The tchelis and the lavan is one mitzvah. Tfilin is counted as two mitzvahs. Shel yad and shel rosh. So the Rambam himself addresses that issue. Now why is tfilin counted as two separate mitzvahs, while tzitzis is counted as one mitzvah? Mitzvah yud beis is the mitzvah of putting on tfilin shel rosh. Mitzvah yud gimel is the mitzvah of putting on the tfilin shel yad. V'shtei mitzvahs elu en anoshem chayevas b'yan, the Rambam says. I'm sorry, let me start from the beginning of Yud Gimel here. Tivan al aniyat tefillin shel yad, v'amru kredim al zayadecha, v'araya al hayos tefillin shel arosh, v'shel yad, shtei mitzvahs, amram b'gemar, b'gemar menachas, al tzad hatema, mimi sheyachshov, she tefillin shel arosh, v'shel yad, lo yaniach echen mehem, mi bilti ha'acher. The Gemara has a rhetorical question of, if you only have one, you shouldn't put on that one? Ela biyoshtein lefanav yachan ma'amar zeh lashono man delesle shtei mitzvahs chada mitzvah olevid. That's the language of the Gemara. If you don't have two mitzvahs in front of you, you don't do one mitzvah. Meaning, the Gemara is reflecting that it's two mitzvahs. Klomar mishalo yuchalas o shtei mitzvahs lo yaseh ha'achas enokein el yaseh mitzvah shibiyado v'lachin yaniach eza mehen eza mishibiyado. You know, is baralacha the Gemara's language? It's two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs shel yad and shel rosh. But if you look at the next mitzvah, the Rambam says, Yudalid, Shetzivan alaso tzitzis, v'amru yis'alev v'asu lehem tzitzis. V'not alaso tzitzak enough. V'lo timne b'shtei mitzvahs. Don't count tzitzis that Lovin and Tchilas as two. Avo b'shal shor sh'esleidu ha tchilas in makafis alavim alavim in makafis al tchilas. Even though they're not ma'akiv each other. Oh, what's the afalpi? Afalpi always means implicit question. What's the Rambam bothered by? I thought the rule of ein ma'akvin zezeh, that determines how many mitzvahs it is. The two tefillins are not ma'akiv each other. Each one stands alone. And therefore, that's why it's two mitzvahs. So, and if they're ma'akiv each other, maybe that should be one mitzvah. That's dalad minim. Dalad minim, lulav and esrog and the like. That's all, and the arava and hadassah. That's one mitzvah. That's not four mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, isn't that the rule? Mitzvahs that are ma'akiv each other, you count as one, like dalad minim. Mitzvahs that are not ma'akiv each other, you count as two, like tefillin. So tzitzis were stuck. Because tzitzis are not ma'akiv zezeh. If you don't have tchelas, you wear the lavan. It's not ma'akiv, but you count it as one mitzvah. Says the Rambam, is that against my rule? So he says, no, it's not true. Right? That can be still counted as one. He hasn't really explained it, though. So what does that mean? But don't we say the rule is if they're not ma'akiv each other, it should be counted as two separate mitzvahs? So the Achronim explain, no, there are two types of ein ma'akvin zezeh. One type of ein ma'akvin zezeh is that it's two separate mitzvahs. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. They're not ma'akiv. They're two independent mitzvahs. But there's another ma'akiv each other. And that is, there's an ikur ha-mitzvah and a tafel ha-mitzvah. And ein ma'akvin means the tafel is not ma'akiv, and therefore you could do the one without the other, and you have the ikur without the tafel. That the lavan is not ma'akiv the tchiz is not ma'akiv the lavan, because the lavan is the ikur mitzvah. Tchiz is not counted. What's the mashal? Chalitza. Chalitza, we know that chalitza, there are certain parts of chalitza that are not ma'akev, each other. So by chalitza, there are different parts. The Mishnah in Yevamos tells us there's the taking off of the shoe and the kriyas ha-psukim and the spitting. So everybody agrees that the kriyas ha-psukim is not ma'akev. Are you going to count it as a separate mitzvah? Kriyas ha-psukim? And according to Machlok, it's about rakika. If the rakika is not ma'akev, you're going to count rakika by chalitza as a separate mitzvah? No. That's a tafel part. So there's two types of ein ma'akvin ze'edzeh. That's what's reflected in the Rambam by tzitzis versus tefillin. But here, the Ras Yirlio makes that connection of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that all of the kelim are ma'akvin ze'edzeh, similar to B'dalan minim shebelulav. That's what he says. Beautiful. That's number one. So that's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'chachamim omer, the chachamim say no. Ein l'cham akiv the carbon ella. We're going to go with the gra and the tiklan chatin's girsa. Ein l'cham akiv the carbon ella. Hakarkov the keren bilvad. What's only makiv the carbon are the different parts of the mizbeach. The karkov and the keren. The keren, the kronos are the horns on top of the mizbeach, the four corners. And the karkov is the decorative band that went around the mizbeach. And the lattice work was above it. In the middle of the mizbeach where the line was, the chuta sikra was, you also have the decorative band, and that's the karkov and the keren. That's what's ma'akev. But everything else is not ma'akev. The chum say much more flexible. The other things are not ma'akev. Continue. Another shita. Vilo, Cain, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Chanina, Treyavon, Amrin. They both said, Kol hein tachsiv nochach ma'akev. If the word nochach, put it opposite that. Nochach, put the word nochach, which appears by menorah, ma'akev. The menorah is ma'akev. Tsela, if the word tsela is there, which is by the shulchan, ain't a ma'akev. That's Rabbi Lazar and Ben Chanina. Right, menorah versus shulchan. The Amar Shul Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afilu tzela ma'akev. No, the menorah and the shulchan are both ma'akev, but not the others. Amar Rav Ila b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, afilu sima ma'akeves. Wherever it says the word sima, which is by almost all karbanos, the aron, the parochas, the mizbechos, they're all ma'akvin. So, question mark. What's the question? How could all of these opinions argue with the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, we just saw it in the bottom of the previous Amud, the Chachamim say the only thing that's ma'akev is the Karkov and the Keren, according to our Girsa, right? The parts of the Mizbeach. How could they say all these other ones are Ma'akev? Answer, Abrebi Chananya, Kan Bavodas Shebifnim, Kan Bavodas Shebachutz. It depends, what Avodah are we talking about? Are we talking about the inner Avodah in the Heichal? Or the outer Avodahs on the Mizbeach? So all these Amoraim that have more that are Ma'akev, that's talking about Avodas Pnim, right? That's why you might need the Shulchan and the Menorah. They have a higher standard. But what the Chacham are talking about is Avodas Chutz. Right, the Avodas Chutz, the Mizbeach, and the Avodas Chutz, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, you only need a full Mizbeach. If you don't have a full Mizbeach, if the piece of the Mizbeach is broken off, then it's no good. But the Karkov and the Keren, that is what is Ma'akev. Where exactly the Mizbeach was also something very important. The Rambam says in Hilchas Beis HaBechira that the Mizbeach was in a very crucial spot, and a spot that had to be told to us by a navi in Beis HaBechira in the second parak. Hamizbeach mekomo mechuvan biyoser ein mishanin oto bimkom imkomo laolam. It has to be in the exact spot, but that's why we paskin. Right, the Gemara says that the Rama paskin this way that we can bring his karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. Don't need a Beis HaMikdash. You just need a mizbeach. But one of the problems is we have to know exactly where the mizbeach should go in the exact spot. That's what the Rambam says. Hamizbeach mekomo mechuvan biyoser. It's extremely accurate where it is. Vein mishanin oso mimkom laolam. You can never change it. Shnemar v'zeh mizbeach la'olo Yisrael. Ubemikdash. And then that's the spot where, okay, this Yisrael took place. So you don't want to like do it in a different spot. Ubemikdash ne'akad Yisrael kavinu shnemar v'lech lecha l'eretz ha'moriah. V'nemar b'divya ayamim v'yachol shlomo levnos is beis Hashem v'yushalayim b'har ha'moriah. Right, the only two times in Tanakh where the word Moriah comes up. It comes up in Divrei Hayamim by the base of Migdash. It comes up in Vayera by the Akedah. That's, you know exactly that the Makam Akedah was the Makam where Haravayas was, where the Mizbeach was. Umisores biyad hakol. Interesting lashon. It's a Misorah that we all know. It's a Misores biyad hakol. Shaha Makam shebana bo David uShlomo haMizbeach begoren haAravna. Hu haMakam shebana bo Avraham haMizbeach. Bakar lav Yitzchak. Hu haMakam shebana bo Noach. Kishiyatsa menateva. Vua mizbeach shikra alav kain vehevel. Ubo hikri vadam arishon. Kisha nivra karbon. It's one of the Ramban's rayas that the karbonists are not just anti-avodazara. Adam was born, he brings a karbon. How does he know to bring a karbon? It must be that there's something about karbonos that Hashem appreciates. That's why Adam, right after he was created, right, he brings a karbon. So, and we have a misora that Adam, kain vehevel, Noach, Avraham, all of those were in that exact same spot. Umisham Nivra, and that's the spot where Adam was created from, the dirt. Amru Chachamim Adam Mimkomo Kaparaso Nivra. Mimakam Karaso Nivra, he's created from his Makam Kapara. And then he quotes, Midos HaMizbeach Mechuvanos Harbe Vitzeroso Yedua Ish Mi Ish. You know exactly measurements in the spot. You know this from going back. Shlosha Nevi'im Alu Imam in Agola. There were three Nevi'im that came up from Shiva Sion, came up from Babel. The Echad Hayad Alav Makam HaMizbeach. One of them was Meyed. This is the Makam HaMizbeach. Vechad Hayad Alav Elhan Medosav. One was Meyed on the measurements of the Mizbeach. Vechad Hayad Alav Hensham Akivin Al Mizbeach Hazeh. Kol HaKarbanos Avi Shein Shem Bayis. And one was Meyed that we paskin that you could give Karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Rambam say? There were Nevi'im that came up for the second Beis HaMikdash that told us where the Mizbeach goes, its measurements, and that you're allowed to give Karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaLevi was very excited about this Rambam. The Beis HaLevi used this Rambam. Right, what does the Rambam say? The Navi told us where the Mizbeach should be. What if I knew exactly where it was? I need a Navi. What if you still see sometimes after something is in a place for a long time, you can still see the marks. Maybe they can still see the marks exactly where the Mizbeach used to be. So the Beis HaLevi explained, no, the Rambam is telling me that if there is a mitzvah, saseh, that was out of the Mesorah for a certain amount of time, you need a Navi to bring it back. You can't just bring it back yourself. It's if it's a mitzvah, lo saseh. I can give the example. Sometimes, for a long time, people were mocking about shatnez. And then somebody came up with something called the shatnez laboratory. And people would check for shatnez. So all of a sudden, like, no, I'm not mocking on shatnez. My father wore shatnez. My grandfather wore shatnez. I'm going to wear shatnez. No, of course not. Of course not. If there's a lo saseh, if there's an avera, you have to stop doing the lo saseh right away. But in a mitzvah saseh, so that's where the Beis HaLevi says, if something's out of the Mesorah, like here, the makam HaMizbeach was out of the Mesorah for 70 years, so we don't have the power to bring it back until we have a Navi. That's his Chiddush of the Rambam. And that's why he uses this in the Tchelos discussion. And that is because Tchelos was out of the Mesorah for for thousands of years, for 1500 years, 1700 years, whatever it is, so we don't have the power to bring it back, even if we know for sure. Pashas, that's what the Beis HaLevi seems to say. Even if we know for sure this is exactly the right Tchelos, that's the Salvechik view. Okay, we continue. So back to the Mishnah. So remember, the Mishnah said that there was a machlokas who paid for the ramps that went from Har Abayis to Har HaZeisim to take the Paraduma on. But they have special ramps, because let's say there was a dead body in the ground, so you don't want the tumah to go up. So that's why they build these ramps. So if there's a ramp, there was enough airspace under the ramps so that the tumah stays. But it was complicated because let's say not just the air part of the ramp, but the solid part of the ramp. So maybe there's tumah under there and that will go up. So you have to build another ramp on top of the ramp to be able to like not exactly be in the same exact spot. So you can have OL and cover, make sure that there's no tumah going up. So the Tanakhama said that's paid for by the public funds. Abishol said no, the Kohanim Gedolim paid for it themselves. So machlokas in the Gemara. Abishol Amar Kevish. Amar Rabbi Chanina, shachzis gedola, isam b'bnei Kohanim Gedolim. There was tremendous shachzis. What shachzis? Gaiva. There was pomp and arrogance. Every Kohen Gadol felt, I'm not going to use my predecessor's ramp. I'm building my own ramp. You know, that one's not good enough for me. More than 60 pieces of gold. These are spent on building the ramp. Kivsha shall para omade. The ramp of the previous paraduma was still there. And they wouldn't use the previous one. Elososo, they used to break it down. Ubonos, build one from their own. Why? It's not good enough for me. Right? Different mefarshim have different shatim. Doesn't mean that they wanted. Either was it a positive, they wanted their name on the ramp, or they were just not machshiv their friend's name and their friend's actions, right? What do you, which one? So that's the machlokas, which element of gaiva, which is interesting. It's exactly, according to this daya, it's exactly opposite the Nesiim. Remember the Nesiim in Parshas Naso, they are given credit for bringing the exact same karbanos. I don't have to be better than my friend. I don't have to bring attention to myself. I'm going to do the exact same thing, the exact same animals, right? Then that was the godless, why it's repeated over and over again. They didn't feel the need to be better. So according to this day, it's exactly opposite of the friend. You see, the Pnei Moshe's lashon v'kol kach lama sheyehe nikra al shmo, so it could be called on my name. The Rasilio says the lashon of Shemaiso ha'acher hayabatel etzlo. They weren't machshiv the other one. Okay, that's the first daya. Hesav Rabbi Ula Kumei Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Ula says, that can't be. Chas v'shalom b'hatani Shimon HaTzadik Shtei Paros Asa. Shimon HaTzadik, one of the great Kohanim Gadolim, he also built a second ramp. And you're going to tell me that he did it because he was Shachas, he was Bal Gaiva? Where is it? I'm lo b'kevesh hotzi azu, hotzi azu. Yisrachal ha-meim Hashem ha-tzadik shichei tzaya. You want to tell me he was a Bal Gaiva? So there are two pshatim to that question. Either Hashem ha-tzadik did this, obviously he wasn't a Bal Gaiva, or he himself did too. So you're going to tell me, Bal Gaiva, and therefore what? He didn't want to do the first one? But that was his also. That was his also. So he himself did too. Right? There must have been a lot of Tumas Meis in his day, if he had to do two. So the Mefarshim says, it can't be that the Shachs is not the reason. My Kadun, so why would he have done two? Al Shem Mailu Bapara. No, it's just a Maila by Paraduma. We always have high standards when it comes to Paraduma. Silsul Hubapara. Right? It's giving covet. We're giving covet to the Paraduma. Right? We are doing extra level of standard that we want to give to the Paraduma. Tni. So that's why every Paraduma gets his own ramp. Special covet. And Tani, Tni, the Brisa even says, Zizun uksalim hayu yotzin mikanu makan. When they used to, remember the Mishnah describes in Para, how they used to take the Paraduma, and they used to take Kohanim on the ramp of the Paraduma, and they didn't want the Kohanim that were walking on the ramp to become Tame. And they were nervous that maybe they would look over the sides to look at interesting things on the side of the ramp. And if they would lean over the sides of the ramp, so then that they would be mahil on something that's Tame underneath. So they used to put up blinders on the sides so they couldn't see. So they couldn't see on the sides, they wouldn't be pulled to go and lean over. Zizanuk salam ayoyotzin mikanu mikan, kadesha lo yatzitzu akonim v'yatamu, so akonim wouldn't look out v'yatamu and become tame and lean over and be metame ba'oel. There's other pshatim, whether it's other people making them tame or them looking themselves. I just go with the Tikkun Chatim shot is that they, the molichin, those that were being molich the para, so they wouldn't look outside and become tame with the ol. Again, this is a chumrah, right? We're going to have these blinders. It's a chashash of leaning over to become tame. But we know the first daf in the Bavli in Pesachas Yuma tells us that because we're mekel in one area by Paraduma, we're machmir tons. We go the other way and we're machmir tons. We have one kula, and that is based on a drasha that the tztukim did not agree to, that it's full yom. Somebody who became tamei and went to the mikvah and is waiting for shkia, is he allowed to do the avoda of the Paraduma? So we paskin yes. The tztukim say no. So we dafka are metame someone in order to be able to use them as a tful yom in the avoda of the paraduma. Right? We dafka use them as a tful yom. But because we're makel in that, and we do that to show up the tztukim that they're wrong. But because we're makel, we go overboard in terms of the chumras that we have. We only use kalim that cannot become tame, and we build this whole ramp, and we have the blinders. We go above and beyond many, many chumras that we have for paraduma, to counter the kula of Tful Yom. Okay, we have, Rabbi Yosef Engel has a line where he says, maybe it's also, Tahara is really reflected only right after this Tumah. So maybe there's something about that too. Right after Tumah, you make somebody Tahar right after the Mikvah, or right at, boom, now he's really called Tahar. Right? If he was just never Tameh, it's not as extreme, but if it was Tameh, so, he has a different opposite type of approach. Okay, let's continue. Moser Shiari Alishka. So the leftover of the Shiari Alishka, as we know, that was left over in the pot that was never taken as Truma. So Rabbi Akiva said, what do you do? Rabbi Shmuel says, you invest it. Rabbi Akiva says, you can't invest it. You might lose. So Rabbi Akiva would admit, Ela imratza yeh hafzit shalov aschar lehektish mutter. Aha. If you make a deal that I'm going to invest on behalf of Hektish, but Hektish is only going to win, I'm going to take all the loss, but Hektish is going to win. That's okay. That's okay. Even though that's ribbis. That's ribbis for a hedyot, but it's allowed for Hektish. It's allowed for Hektish because it's not ribbis mamish. It's only avak ribbis, explains the Karbana Eda. But by Hektish, we're not gozer, the Drabanan, or by the poor.
Kahada mi barzamina ispakid gabe madal the yasmin. Barzamina, he had by him some money from Yisomim, and he wanted to know if he could invest it. Also, Vishal Rabbi Mana, yes, Rabbi Mana, and Amar Rabbi Mana said to him, yeah, in Boaz di hafsida di dach va'agra di travaychon shari. If you're going to take all the loss, if it loses, if it goes down, but all the schar is going to be shared, so then that is going to be, that's going to be mutter. And again, the Karban Ha'eda, the Tiklan Chatan all says, even though this is ribis, this is, you're not allowed to like just go in and just say, I'm going to take all the loss and only give you the profit. It's still going to be allowed. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ada ispakid gabe madol diyasmin avakein. He also did it. Chiya Bar Ada also did it, and took the money and for the Yisomim and invested it in this way, and it was mutter. Period. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, if you remember, Rabbi Yishmael was the one that said you can't invest, and Rabbi Kiva says you can invest. But then there was another statement of Rabbi Yishmael. The whole end of the Mishnah spoke about moser this, moser that, what it's used for. But Rabbi Yishmael spoke about moser peros. Nobody else spoke about moser peros. So the Mishnah is about to, the Gemara is about to say that if moser peros means the profits that you made by selling the wine and the flour, then it fits in, because Rabbi Yishmael is the one that says you're allowed to sell it and invest. So he's the one that says you can have some profit. So that's moser peros. That's what the Gemara says. Kula, or some other avagir, some masnisa, de Rabbi Yishmaeli. This is Rabbi Yishmael shita. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, pater masnisa. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef interpreted in the Mishnah. Moser peros, what does moser peros mean? Schar lehektish. That's the profit that Hektish made, based on Rabbi Yishmael. Remember, what did Rabbi Yishmael say? If you have this leftover money in the base of Mikdash, you could buy oil and wine and then sell it for a profit. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you can't. You can't do that with Hektish. Rabbi Yishmael says you can. So that's what's being referred to later in the Mishnah. The Moser Peros is the profit that was made for a Hektish. Moser Nesachim, and Moser Nesachim, that's mentioned in the Mishnah. What does that mean? Zusah Revius. That is Sah Revius. What's the fourth Sa'ah? So that we're going to see later on, but the Mefarshim here explain. At the beginning of the year, the Gizbarim of the Beis HaMikdash made deals with wine suppliers and oil suppliers. And Hektish always wins. Meaning if the price goes down, so then the suppliers have to give more wine and more oil based on the price that was set. Meaning even a fourth saw. If they had agreed to give three saw and prices went down, they had to give a fourth saw. So that's what it means here. Moser Nesachim is the fourth saw. That's the question is what you use it for. Rabbi Yochanan pater masnisa, moser peros zusar revius. Rabbi Yochanan has a different shot of what moser peros is. No, that's the sar revius. Moser nesachim libirutzim. The moser nesachim is libirutzim. The whenever flour was supplied to the Beis HaMikdash, it was given as a heaping. They wanted to give Hektish extra, so they heaped it. The overflow that sold, and that's what's being referred to by moser nesachim. And all says the Gemara of Alesli, Rav Chiya bar Yosef leBeirutzim. Rav Chiya bar Yosef says Beirutzim is not referred to in the Mishnah, right? And Moser Nesachim means something else. Moser Peros means something else. Am Rav Chizkiya ma denafal asar revias nafal leBeirutzim. Beirutzim is the same thing for the asar revias. Both of those are in the same category, and therefore that would be included in the Mishnah. Period. That's where we're going to go up to. Just one of the Ha'ara, once we're talking about ribis. We know ribis is a different type of payment than any other, right? Than gezel and ona'a. Those other ones are looked at as inherently abhorrent. That's stealing. You're ripping somebody off. And that's why it's inappropriate. Ribis is a little different. Ribis is legal and money makes money. And I rent out my house and I rent out my car. I can rent out my money. So in the early ribis is different. So the Rishonim describe, if you look in Bat Metziah, Daf Samach Aleph, the Ritva there explains how ribis is a different type of payment than all others. V'tama, there he's trying to explain why you might not be able to be mochel, ribis. Let's say I paid ribis, and then I realize that it's, asur and aveira, so you want to give me the ribis back. And I say, it's fine, keep it. According to some Rishonim, you can't be mochel. What do you mean can't be mochel? I can be mochel anything in monetary law. No, it's not that type of payment. Says the Ritva, umikan nira delo mahani mechila beribis called in piron. Right, you can't be to be mochel. So the Ritva explains because it's more of a chiyuv The tfiyas ribas lo havi kishar tfiyas begezel vonav achayotze behen. The islay al chavre shibun mamon. Elachiyavu shachiyav hakasav lahakzir isa shabala. It's a chovetz gavra to return the ribas. It's not so much owed. If I collected ribas, so it's not that I stole from you. Really, technically, I was allowed to get it. I didn't steal from you, but the Torah says I have to return it. The Torah says it's a separate chiyuv. Again, there's many rayas to this that ribis is different than onah and gezel. If you look at the Ramban by Dinim in Parshas Vayishlach, where he says Dinim means to setting up a fair society so that people don't do gezel, onah, oshek, scharsvachir, ones, mafati, as a whole list. It doesn't have ribis there. Because ribis is doesn't undermine society. It's a different type of ribis. You're not allowed to steal from a guy, but you're allowed to take ribis from a guy. Right? So it's a different type of payment. There's a lot of rayas to that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue next time.